Thank you, Father. In the name of your Son, thank you for being with us. Thank you that you're the God of Israel and you are also the Savior of the world. And thank you that you know our way, you know our path. We want to be united with you and united to you deeply in our hearts. We want that union to be even closer, that abiding in you and all that you are and all that you have taught us and all that your truth and your word says. We want to abide in that reality by grace. Thank you that you go to the deep places of our need, and you are just a wonderful God. We thank you. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord for being always for us what we need at each time. Now, we have friends here who have to move, and in one way we are sad to see them go, but we are also fully trusting in the Lord that everything will go according to your will, according to your provisions, and you will always provide, God will always provide where is his plan and his will, and he works all things into the counsel of your own will. You are wonderful, and many, many times at the moment we don't see how you lead us, but like in the case of our friends who are moving to North Israel, we are fully confident in our hearts that this move is under your hand, under your provision, and under your leading. In the book of Yeshayah, or Isaiah, chapter 58. There are so many promises in this chapter. We were talking a while ago here, having a talk, how the Lord leads us and guides us so that we don't get frustrated with details and battles. But through my life, I've been always seeking from the Lord, what is the way how we should pray about particular things? And if he gives us a way to pray, which he faithfully does, that will really lift our burden. We need to pray about everything, but I think God is even more specific, that he shows us the light through his word how to pray. And so we need his light. And the Lord is talking about being our light in these situations in Isaiah 58. And he's talking about a spiritual fast. The people were focusing on the fast days and how to do the fast outwardly. And there's different kinds of fast. But let's read from verse 5, Isaiah 58 and on. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? To bow down his head like a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Just like to look miserable and to go through the ritual. God is saying something else. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. In other words, to stop doing wrong. To undo heavy burdens, people that have burdens, to undo them. and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. These are the yokes that are not God's yokes. These are man's burdens. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Yes. That thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? Well, that means that you need a house to bring them in. It's in a Middle East situation where renting apartments was not the custom at that time. And each one had like a family house that went one generation to generation. And in your family house, you could do whatever you want to do. So, and then when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, somebody who doesn't have money to buy clothes, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Now, this has been a tricky verse for many people. What is it that you don't hide yourself from your own flesh? Does it mean that when your wife comes home, stop going to the corner and hide yourself? I don't think it means that. Actually, in the context where I say I speak, it's talking about the two houses of Israel, the northern house and the southern house, the two kingdoms. And they had such bad relations that they didn't want to kind of like to talk to each other. Just like the Samaritans. Samaritans and Jews had no relations. But the northern kingdom people and the southern kingdom people didn't want to talk to each other. The relations were so bad. You remember what happened in chapter 11 of 1 Kings. When the northern house departed and they were fed up with the tax, high taxes and all that. I don't go that way deeper. But it's like the people that are really your flesh. Practical application, we can say, even sometime people that are close to us, family members or others that we're related to, that we don't walk away. Okay, verse 8. All this Yeshua said in one verse, in one word, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. These are the acts of mercy to relieve burdens, to give food to somebody that doesn't have garments, to give them garments. These are the acts of mercy. Blessed are the merciful. They shall obtain mercy. Yeshua was right on top of that. And verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. In other words, like a dawn. Light. If we don't see light on our path, it is difficult. We need light. Darkness can be difficult. It can be depressive. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalm 27. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I want to focus a few minutes on this point of God shining us light. How often this is in Psalms. But let's go now to Proverbs 4 and 23. Sorry, Proverbs 4, 18, I meant. But the path, and the path of the just, the path of the righteous, this is people that have faith righteousness. We have righteousness of the Messiah, and we walk in it. The path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Light affects our physical body, but it also affects our soul. And spiritual light, Yeshua himself, spiritual light lights up our spirit always. Light is what we need. And the path of justice, the shining light that shines more and more towards the perfect day, towards the noonday, towards the noonday. And what happens in the noon, the shadows flee away. The shadows get shorter and shorter. We're gonna go back to Isaiah, but I just wanna say that you remember when Yosef was in Egypt. Yeah, it's a few years ago, but you remember in the scripture. Yosef was going to have this feast with his brothers to have a big meal. And he said to them that he wants to meet them and have this meal at the noonday. What happens at the noonday? There's no shadows. Now, I'm not talking about Alaska, Scandinavia, Siberia, but here in this area of the world, at the noonday, noon, there's no shadows. And when the Lord Yosef meets with his brothers, they see him, they saw him in a time when there's no shadows. Even the whole nation of Israel, the whole nation is today looking and trying to understand things in the shadows. We all have these shadows experiences, but when he will show himself and speak himself in Hebraic, I'm still not sure is he gonna say it in Hebrew or Aramaic, because in his first coming he spoke a lot of Aramaic. I don't know which one he speaks, but it is in the Hebraic, and he will say, maybe he'll say in Hebrew who he is. He will say in Hebraic, and they will understand. No shadows. The Lord is my light. Lord, shine on us. Shine your light on us. Our soul is dark if we are living in life of self-interpretation. If I'm interpreting my life with my natural mind, my natural mind does not have the light. The light comes from the Lord. Light comes from the Lord. What was the first statement that Yeshua said on the cross? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. What was the first statement in the creation of the world? Let there be light. Anyone who is not walking in forgiveness, receiving forgiveness, and giving forgiveness, needs this statement. Let there be light. There are times in my life when I fall back, I revert back to my own interpretation of things. I think this. But where's the light? The Lord is my light and my salvation. So when he steps in. But then another thing. Remember, when the Lord was stepping in the evening after he rose from the dead, he finished the work of salvation, of redemption on the cross, and then he appeared in the evening, and then he said, he greeted them, but he came as the light, and he said to this man that doubts, touch my hands, touch my side, feel my side. When he's our light from his wounds. So this light is without condemnation. He's not saying to us, you did not succeed, your life is a failure, you are not good in this way and that way, and You can show nothing that you are successing and maybe God is not with you. No. It says in the end of the Bible, the revelation of Yohanan, John's revelation, that God is the light of the city and the Lamb is the lamp, like candle, like lamp, like the menorah light. The Lamb is the light. But when the Lamb comes, He has the light of no condemnation. No condemnation. He said, I am your covering, and I'm your righteousness, and I shine the light. Now, there's some difficult parts about this, because at times there are things He cannot explain to us at the moment. And in Yeshaya chapter 30, God is speaking to Israel, and there's a difficult time coming. Isaiah 30 verse 25. There's a difficult time coming when God says, in verse 25, there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters. Well, that's good news. Water, yes. In the day of the great slaughter. So there'll be great slaughter. Many people will die. And the towers fall. He doesn't say here what towers. In those days, the towers were usually in buildings. In our time, there are different kinds of towers. There's telephone, all kinds of towers, and high-tech towers, and all kinds of towers. Whatever these towers are, they will fall, and many people will die, and there'll be a lot of water, but many people will die, and towers will fall. But there's another thing. When that happens, there's a light. This is when the Lord will return. There's a light. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. I love to read the verses in the Bible that talk about the moon. In some way, the moon reflects like the church and the church age. It is true. The body of the Messiah. Moon is a symbol of that, of the time when there's no direct sunlight. And sun is a picture of the Son of Righteousness, Yeshua, healing on our wings. I love to observe moons when I see, at night when I see the moon, I'm amazed how beautiful it looks. But the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. Wait. The light of the moon shall be like the light of the sun. Amazing. We've never seen that. But it will be. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. As the light of 7 days. No, not 7 days. The 7 days. In Hebrew there's an article. No, I like this Bible. But in Hebrew there's an article. Like the light of the 7 days. What is the 7 days? In the beginning, God created Genesis 1, Bereshit 1, in the 7 days, and there was a different light. Before day four, God made sun and the moon and stars, but there was a different light. It's the light of God when He said, let there be light. So the light of the sun will be like the light of the 7 days, which means this. Today our sun is holding back some of the light of the... This sun is a representative light. But it's holding back. It's not revealing the full force of the light of the day of creation, the 7 days light. But when this healing comes, there'll be full light. The light that was in the beginning, that shined on the chaotic world and the tohu wavohu, that light that shined when God said, let there be light. By the way, that is really the light of redemption also. The light of creation and the light of redemption come together. Yeshua said, forgive them. There's nothing more powerful in this sense than the light of forgiveness. I must receive forgiveness. When I've told God I've seen this and I've seen this and I've seen this, I must believe in this. What Yeshua said, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And now that He paid for everything, Meshalem, it is paid, it is delivered. The price has been delivered. And the payment has been made. It means both. It is paid, it is delivered in Aramaic. Okay, so the light of forgiveness is the light of the new creation. The new creation starts with forgiveness. The new creation starts just being, us being justified like there had never been any promise. I pray that you can always walk in this. When devil throws these darts, that you will always remember, I am a justified child of God. I have His Spirit in my heart, and I'm clothed in the robe of righteousness. And where I have failed, He's not going to be a harsh judge. He's a family, father of the family, and everything is a family issue. I never need to fear. I have full covering. And this, don't let devil tell you that you messed it up too bad. Never let the devil tell you. Not even in your worst situation. Don't fall under this condemnation. That I'm never enough, never enough. No, 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 no. Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. Now, the Father has forgiven. Okay. But then it says, the light of the sun will be 7 times as the light of the 7 days in the day that the Lord bindeth up the bridge of His people and heals the stroke of the wound. What bridge? And what is the stroke of the wound? Now this, what I'm going to say now, applies to all of our situations. But there's one man sitting here in the back row who has done a lot of study about that. And he understands this topic, what it is. Maybe more of you have done study about it. I've studied many years about this, what this stroke of this wound is. It's actually, remember, Isaiah is speaking to the nation of Israel. And at what time period, Northern House just went into captivity. They're gone. They're gone. Southern Kingdom is here, waiting what will happen. Will Assyria conquer us? Or is it the next kingdom, which happened to be Babylon? And in 1 Kings chapter 11, there was a drift in the family. 1 Kings chapter 11. Sometimes there's the drift in a family. 1 Kings 11, this is where it really came down when Israel and Judah departed. The story is long, but we can say it in a few sentences. King Solomon was in one way a great king, wise king, righteous king, but also very expensive to the nation. He made high taxes, supremely high taxes. The northern kingdom, the northern tribes paid. They were more in number. They had to pay most of the bill. And they were fed up with it. And after King Solomon died, the northern tribe said, make our yoke easier. You remember about destroying the yokes? And then they had a council. The king, the Judean king, the young Judean king, called Rehoboam. Rehoboam in English, I say. He called the people to council. And the northern tribe said, make our yoke easier. And he had advisors. The older man said, listen to them. The young man said, don't listen to them. Make it even harder. That's like the, I don't want to compare it to today's politics, but okay. They made it even, and he made it even harder. That was the yoke. Isaiah in 58, when he talks about the yoke, he's referring to this thing when the whole family of Israel had a drift and broke into two pieces. So in chapter 11, God says in verse 32, God said in verse 31 and 32 to Jeroboam through this prophet called Ahijah, he said to Jeroboam, take the 10 pieces of the coat that was just ripped. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rent the kingdom of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have 1 tribe for my servant David's sake, David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. And then it came in chapter 12, verse 15, when the great council took place, the king, that's Rehoboam, Rehabam, the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam, son of Nebat. And then the break continued, and the northern kingdom said, bye-bye, in verse 16, chapter 12, verse 16. So all Israel saw, when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now see thine own house, David. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. So Israel departed unto their tents. The prophet in Isaiah 58, he's still speaking about this drift, this family drift that split the whole house of Israel. But what does Isaiah 30 and 26 say? When this light will come, this brighter light, which is the light of the 7 days, as the light of the 7 days, and I maintain also, I believe, this is the same light as the light of forgiveness. The 7 statements of creation correspond to the 7 statements from the cross. Redemption and creation run parallel, my friend. As the light of the 7 days in the day that the Lord bindeth the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Now I want to bring this to a closer, but the last thing, we need God to understand this last thing. this light, which is God's light, His light is how He sees everything, with perfect love, perfect redemption. He sees the weaknesses, He sees the problem where the help needs to come, but it's no condemning light that wants to save. When this light comes to the nation of Israel, the nation as a whole will be brought together like the family of Joseph, and the people in the two tribes in the south, and the people in the 10 tribes will come together. God will bring them together from any place. The family will come together like in the time of Joseph. And now comes the part that we cannot understand naturally. They will see each other's in this light of God. A little bit like God sees them. I'm not saying perfectly, but they'll see each other's like God sees them. And when they will see, and the condemning thoughts fall away, and the misunderstanding thoughts fall away, and the self-interpretation falls away, and they see each other's hearts, there's a healing for the family of Israel. Right now, there's a lot of hardness of heart, heart of stone, rejecting, rejection here, rejection there. It's even within the family of the house of Judah, the Jewish Israel here right now, the Jewish nation. There's enough this fighting here, infighting. But then when the northern tribes come, it's even bigger. And then the big thing, when the people of the redeemed will come, the remnant of the Jewish people will see all the redeemed people in the family of God. That light will come. That light will come. This light will come when we ask God to natural relations that we have with people. God can give it. Family strife can stop when we see God's light. And one example before I close. I appreciate Mike Huckabee. He is the foreign minister of the United States of America. Isn't that right? I appreciate the family spirit in which he operates. I appreciate that. He loves the people of Israel. And he can hug a rabbi. At the same time, he's not partial. If he thinks that enough attention has not been given to the Christian population, let's say in Judea and Samaria, that the Christians have suffered wrong, he will also speak about that. But he has that family spirit of uniting. Now, I had many more verses, but they are for another day. There's a lot more verses. But this is the prayer that we have. God, shine your light, the light of the Messiah, the light of the Lamb, that is the light of the city, the light of no condemnation, which is different than natural light, when he produced this on the cross, this work. All the world went dark. All the world went dark because how the world sees things in condemning and sinning and everything, that was darkness. And God saw that it was dark what they did to the Son of God. But when he rose from the dead, you remember the song, "The Morning Has Broken." It's a beautiful song. Actually, it's an ancient hymn. So when, what was his name, the person, and this guy that sang it, cut Stephen's. Yeah, because Stephen sang it. He knew it was an old hymn, and he wasn't ashamed to sing it. I also like the melody. But we are in the morning. We are in the light that Yeshua signs his path in our hearts. Our light is in the Word. Our light is in the Spirit. Our light is the Messiah. Our light is the fellowship of the Father and the Son. And our light is the fellowship of the body. But you know what tries to kill the light is this finger pointing. I didn't have time to read it. Isaiah 58, those verses. But that finger pointing is the killer of the light. So Yeshua is our menorah. He's our light. And he says, I have forgiven you. Go in this new way. Father, thank you. Shine your light on the path of Israel. Heal Israel. We have deep drift. It came because of sin and stubbornness and not listening to the other part of the brethren that spoke up long ago. But we have new drifts. But underneath there's this old, old broken foundation. And you will heal it. You will heal it. And you will heal every drift. And the kingdom will be one. And you set in your word, there shall be one shepherd and one flock. In your precious name, our Lord. Amen.